Good Wednesday morning, beloved. Again, thank you for allowing me to begin my day in God's Word together with you. Today we are in Jeremiah chapter 33, 14 through 26. And here the Lord speaks of fulfilling His promise about David's royal line by choosing a righteous king who will rule with justice. And again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. And I find it interesting that we're talking about joy, and all along we're talking about the destruction of Israel and everybody being captive and sent out and being dispersed around the world. And yet, in the midst of all of this, God is accomplishing His perfect will in their lives as He is in our lives. So even in desperate times, we can still have joy, because in desperate times, God is still God. How about that? Okay, Jeremiah chapter 33, beginning at verse 14. The Lord said, "The time is coming when I will fulfill the promise that I made to the people of Israel and Judah. At that time I will choose as king a righteous descendant of David. That king will do what is right and just throughout the land. The people of Judah and of Jerusalem will be rescued and will live in safety. The city will be called the Lord our salvation. I, the Lord, promise that there will always be a descendant of David to be king of Israel, and that there will always be priests from the tribe of Levi to serve me and to offer burnt offerings, grain offerings, and sacrifices. The Lord said to me, I have made a covenant with that day and with the night, so that they will always come at their proper times, and that covenant can never be broken. In the same way, I've made a covenant with my servant David, that he would always have a descendant to be king, and I have made a covenant with the priests from the tribe of Levi that they would always serve me, and those covenants can never be broken. I will increase the number of descendants of my servant David and the number of priests from the tribe of Levi, and that it so that it will be as impossible to count them as it is to count the stars in the sky or the grains of sand on the seashore. The Lord said to me, have you noticed how people are saying that I have rejected Israel and Judah, the two families that I chose? And so they look with contempt upon my people and no longer consider them a nation. But I, the Lord, have a covenant with day and night, and I have made the laws that control the earth and sky. And just as surely as I've done this, so I will maintain my covenant with Jacob's descendants and with my servant David. I will choose one of David's descendants to rule over the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I will be merciful to my people and make them prosperous again." And today's key verse is Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 26, where the Lord said, "I will be merciful to my people and make them prosperous again." You know, beloved, there is a doctrine floating about. It's been around for 100 years or so, maybe even longer, and it's called the replacement doctrine. And that is that, you know, when Israel rejected Jesus as their Messiah, that then God rejected Israel and replaced Israel with the church. And now all of the promises that were made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob now belong to the church, because we have replaced Israel. But the Bible doesn't say that anywhere. You can rest assured that the promises that God has made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the promise that He made to David that He will always have a descendant sitting on the throne, that promise is kept. It will be kept, and we are longing for the day when King Jesus rules from David's throne in Jerusalem, and again, God is lifted up and glorified in this world. Amen? Let's pray. God of love and mercy, my hope is in You. Trusting in Your promises, I proclaim Your everlasting love. You are the God of my salvation. Well, our time together this morning has come to an end. Join me tomorrow when we are going to be in Isaiah, taking a little skip over to Isaiah, and chapter 7, verses 1 through 25, where the prophet Isaiah delivers a message to King Ahaz of Judah. Until tomorrow, then, may God's richest blessings be yours. God bless.